All the Things You Are by Lage Lund. This is a good example of modern jazz guitar playing. I like his playing. There's a lot of guys I could have chose for examples of. I love listening to guitar trios because guitar with bass and drums, which is my favorite format to play in, the guitarist is responsible for melody and harmony. And it really lets the personality of the guitarist shine through, you know. When there's a pianist involved, then the guitarist can just stick to single note lines. But in a trio setting, if you just play single note lines, then there's some sonic space that's kind of missing, and it sounds a little thin without any other instruments. And so the way that the guitarist alternates between, you know, lines and chords, and what types of chords, and how the lines and chords interweave and all this. And Lage Lund has a, you know, like many masterful jazz, modern jazz guitarists, he's got a great chord vocabulary. He has a wonderful, I like his phrasing. He doesn't play sort of outside deliberately. He does go out, but it's within the context. It's like accessible, you know. And I chose this particular tune, All the Things You Are, because it's well known, and I hope, you know, when you're listening, I might have said this before when I was talking about McCoy Tyner's song, but when you're listening to jazz, try and hear the underlying song, you know, and hopefully this song, All the Things You Are, is famous enough that you can kind of sing it, you know, you are da 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 da. So I'm not going to sing it for you right now, but, you know, get the tune in your head while you're listening to the improvisation. And it really informs what they're doing. So here we go.